Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father, Joe Biden, on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Devin Archer himself said that was an implication of who the big guy is. Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy's going to be here.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, after the meeting, said Devin Archer revealed Hunter's family name helped Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma's business when Hunter sat on the board. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday behind closed doors. Democrats on the panel, however, downplayed the testimony. New York Congressman Dan Goldman.
Hunter may have put his father on the phone with any number of different people, and they never once spoke about any business dealings.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is predicting he'll be indicted any day now as part of an investigation. In a Truth Social post, Trump called it an attempt to cover up allegations of bribes and payoffs aimed at President Biden and his family. He said it's election interference and prosecutorial misconduct. A suspect is in critical condition after police in Tennessee say he fired shots at a Jewish school. Memphis police said the man was shot by an officer after he tried to force his way into the Margolin Hebrew Academy yesterday afternoon. The man reportedly opened fire outside the school after he could not enter. Police said an officer shot the man when he jumped out of his truck with a gun when he was pulled over about 10 minutes from the school. No one at the school was injured. A suspected serial killer is due in court today in New York. Rex Huerman has been held at Suffolk County Jail without bail. He stands accused of murdering three women and suspected in others. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A new report reveals well over half of working Americans are living paycheck to paycheck.
A new report from Lending Club puts that number at 61%. It suggests that lower income workers have been hit hard by price increases because food and other staples account for a bigger share of their household budgets. Among consumers earning less than $50,000 annually, roughly three quarters were living paycheck to paycheck in June. This despite the recent cooling inflation. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The actor best known for portraying Pee-wee Herman is dead. Comedian Paul Rubens was 70 years old when his death was announced yesterday. In a statement Rubens prepared for after his death, he said, "Please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing the last 6 years." End quote. Clinical trials for long COVID treatments are set to begin soon.
The National Institutes of Health will soon initiate the enrollment process for patients in the much-awaited trials. In the upcoming months, they anticipate conducting additional trials to assess at least 7 more potential treatments. These trials mark a significant step toward finding effective remedies for long COVID. They're being made possible by the substantial funding of over $1 billion allocated by Congress in December 2020 to support NIH's RECOVER initiative dedicated to researching the enduring impacts of COVID. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us. We've got Liz Peek, Fox News contributor, joining us now. Hey, Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. How are you?
Hey, I'm feeling better. You know, I'm moving around. This is my first full day back here. Still a little sore. But, sure. You know, I had the hip replacement on Friday, so.
It's astonishing that modern medicine is such that you can be at work so soon after such what seems like a huge operation. I know replacing a hip is like getting your teeth clean these days, but honestly, it is amazing. Development.
Well,
so congratulations.
The thing is, thank you. The thing that's amazing to me, you know, is that little scooter thing. You know, the walker thing.
Yeah.
That deal. That's a miracle. It is a picking modern miracle. I am not kidding you. As I've seen people, because I live here in Florida, so you know, they're prolific. You know, these little contraptions. And but little did I know, and I'm really counting. It's been my steadying, foundation these last several days here. But thank God I'm moving along, and appreciate everybody's prayers. And hey, let's be off and rolling here. Hey,
great.
You know, the thing that amazes me. Okay. Anyway, just real quick, the thing that amazes me about I want to talk about Devin Archer, obviously, and the grand jury. Why do they keep all that stuff quiet? Because it gets all leaked out anyway. I mean, we knew what Devin Archer was going to say. It was already reported on. So it's like, why go through all this, hoi polloi of, behind closed doors and everything? Because I didn't hear any breaking news other than what we heard over the weekend, other than the fact that the Joe Biden administration was doing everything they can to try to get him in jail earlier, right?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know why this was a closed door transcribed interview. All that language kept being used over and over again. Obviously, that's what it was. I don't know why it wasn't out in the open. Maybe Archer's attorneys wouldn't agree to that. I have no idea. I also don't know why the entire committee wasn't invited to hear it. Only Dan Goldman, the only Democrat there, was Dan Goldman from New York, who obviously is a staunch defender of Joe Biden. The whole thing is sort of mysterious. Mm-hmm. And frankly, it's sort of amazing to me that the press corps is so inept. No one asks these questions. No one feels the need to explain it. But other people are wondering the same thing, Bill. And the truth is, I just don't know.
Yeah, and that's a fair answer. And, of course, just like everything, and we're waiting for the transcript. And speaking of Dan Goldman, people are suggesting that the bag of white stuff at the White House must have belonged to Dan because he must have been on something with his responses yesterday. Just side by comment from what it's worth. You know, I may get in trouble for it, but, you know.
I don't know. Look, here's, I think, where we are. Obviously, there's this mounting body of evidence that the Biden administration, the Biden family, made millions of dollars from capitalizing on Joe Biden's position as, I guess, senator long ago, but now for sure vice president and maybe even now president. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think, you know, the ultimate connect the dots hasn't quite yet happened. I think it will. Connect the dots, meaning that there is a bank account discovered with Joe Biden's name on it that has millions of dollars in it that came from CEFC, the Chinese oil company, or from Burisma, or from a company in Kazakhstan, whatever. Joe Biden, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago when a reporter asked about corruption allegations in Ukraine, he says, where's the money? Well, that's what they've got to do. They've got to find the money. And by the way, they have found tens of millions of dollars. This isn't like they're not working at it.
Remember the number? Remember that number we talked about last week? I said there's no way he's going to do it for, you know, for 15, you know, million.
Yeah,
I mean, now they're talking. They're saying upwards of 100 million now.
Yeah.
You see how right you were? You didn't even know how right you were.
And you too. You too. Think it's every fair-minded American should be asking themselves if they're doubtful about Joe Biden's corruption. You have to ask yourself, why all the LLCs? Why was there this incredible web of financial transactions that makes following the money extremely difficult? Second question, why would Hunter Biden have 14 encrypted apps on his phone, or on his, not on his phone, actually, on his various devices, other devices? Why did, I mean, I don't know about you, I occasionally use one encrypted device when I'm talking to somebody in the government, but only because they want to use it. They want to be careful that they can't be overheard, basically. It's an incredible thing, right? I mean, I've never done that.
Right.
You've never done that. Normal people don't do that. So what was that all about?
Right, exactly.
And then Steve.
Much less have 20 other, you know. Go ahead.
No, and I think the other thing that's interesting is if you go back, I've been going back and looking at Joe Biden's tax returns, which, you know, he put out and he kind of made a big show about doing it. And there are these subchapter S corporations, which are giving him millions of dollars. And no one's really explained where that money came from. So you know, and then fourth, a forensic accountant would look into Hunter's claim that he's paying his father's expenses, which, by the way, I mean, so if your father is helping you perpetrate bribery or corruption or whatever you want, influence peddling, and you're getting the money, but you're subsidizing your father, guess what? The father's involved in that, too. So all of it sort of.
Exactly.
I want the House to be careful. I want them to make an ironclad argument. They need to win in the court of public opinion as well as in the House.
Well, I think for the most part, you know, in terms of the court of public opinion, they're doing that. Majority of the voters, well over 50%, agree that yes, there's definitely something fishy here. And you know, and of course, you know, for Leader McCarthy, I mean, he's got to move, like you said, in such a way to where his I's are dotted, T's are crossed. That because the Democrats are real good at being able to, you know, destroy evidence, come up with a different story, you know, flip things around. If you think not, I mean, listen to what Dan Goldman, you listen to what these other Democrats say. It's no wonder people can get confused, Liz, because he sounds so convincing. You know, just like Jamie Rankin and the rest of them, you know, we've heard them over the years. And, you know, Adam Schiff and everything. It's like, wait, what? But and then when it's proven a lie, they just keep on going, you know.
They just keep on
like they don't even miss a beat, right?
Isn't it amazing? Adam Schiff is the one that makes my stomach turn over because he really was the most out there person claiming that he had the goods on Donald Trump, that he could prove corruption, that he could prove Russia was running the White House, et cetera, et cetera. He always had information that he was about to unload on the American people to convince them. And then it turned out it was absolutely all a lie. And what's he doing now? Now he's talking about how impeachment, you know, you have to take impeachment slow and carefully because you don't want to, you know, Republicans are hurtling towards impeachment without solid grounds. Wow. I mean, the chutzpah of this guy is unnerving. It's unnerving that anyone can be so totally and 100% dishonest.
And the thing that's scary is he's running for the Senate, you know, for California.
Can you imagine? He might well win.
Exactly.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in India are facing unprecedented levels of religious persecution. In only a three-day period, mob violence claimed 75 lives and displaced 35,000 people in Manipur, a state in northeast India. The Tide Ministry has been working in India since 1978 and has grown from a single Hindi language broadcast to include radio programs in 12 regional languages. As it becomes increasingly more difficult for Christians in India to live out and share their faith, we pray for their perseverance in these trying times. In the face of such persecution, the Tide Ministry is more determined than ever to declare the good news and be a light in the darkness of today's world. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world who face oppression when they embrace the gospel and choose to follow Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. We're talking with Liz Peek. Liz is the Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst. Well, Liz, you know, as we were just talking off air, the thing that seems to be missing throughout the continuation of this conversation and the timeline was amazing what they were able to capture even before we got the transcript of the meeting. I mean, wow, this is evidence, although, you know, Representative Dan Goldman says it's nothing. It's just, you know, people talking about the weather.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. Well, wait a minute. You know, are we, do you really, and this is the thing that I see sometimes with elites, especially ruling elites at times. They sometimes think they're just so smart that everybody else is so dumb that they just have to believe them. And I think they're really convinced that the American people are stupid. And I got to tell you this. I want to grab America by the shoulders and say, would you please, for God's sake, please wake up. You know, yeah. This is our country. It's being destroyed. You know, you're a good person. We got bad people running this government here right now. And we got to take it back. And we need you. We don't need you to be following the crowd here and going along with this dumbed down narrative that insults you. I mean, you know that, I know that, and let's just get this country back on track, because whoever goes into the White House after 2024, Liz, what a job are they going to have? I mean, because even, you know, they're trying to, you know, Congress is trying to pass this, you know, the extension or the renewal of the FISA order, the FISA Act. Are you convinced that the FBI is going to be able to manage it and they're going to be better than they were?
Yeah, unfortunately, the rot is deep and it's embedded. I think the FBI is a very scary thing. I think we know that they have been party to a lot of the political distortions of our law enforcement. Obviously, the whole thing with Hunter Biden and the fact that they refused to follow up on investigating the family, the Biden family, when they had a lot of evidence to do so. They had a lot of leads. Obviously, they had sat on Hunter Biden's laptop for years. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, to your point, probably the most offensive thing is you get Christopher Wray out in being questioned by Congress, and he's just as smug and confident as ever that everything he's done is right, and he lies on nationwide TV. I mean, I remember Brett Baer asking about, well, how do you explain social media companies like Twitter, being paid or being asked by the FBI to take down certain information? And Chris Wray said, well, we didn't do that. We know they paid Twitter to do it.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah.
How do you get away with that? Honestly, Bill, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to.
And not only Twitter, now Facebook, right? Day before yesterday.
Yeah.
It finally became official. We already knew that anyway. But this is the thing that drives me nuts, too, Liz, is that you and I have been talking about this for, you know, seemingly years. And then all of a sudden, you know, 2.5 years later, it catches up and they go, oh, breaking news. You know, Facebook was, had surrendered to the. Wait, what? I don't know. It's amazing to me. I got to read this to you because we were talking about, you know, the situation with evidence and everything. It's my good friend out of Tennessee, Tennessee Bob. He says Democratic point of view. He says you have a dead body. You have the gun. You have the bullet that came from the gun. You have matching fingerprints on the gun. You have a video clip. But where is your evidence?
Right. And that is, I think, Dan Bongino's sent out a tweet yesterday listing all the evidence. And, I mean, I've done that, too. We've got, we have conversations, we have texts, we have WhatsApp messages, we have bank statements. You go through the list. There are like 15 things now that the GOP House has, and it's pretty impressive. But, again, they need to get this one thing locked down, because here's what we absolutely cannot afford. We cannot afford the GOP brand to be tarnished and to lose the House in 2024.
Right.
If that happens, I don't even know
Lord.
Where we go from there. If we have four more years of a Democrat in the White House, I don't know where we go from there, because I think it's so scary where we are right now. And I don't say things like that casually. I'm horrified by corruption in the IRS, corruption at the FBI. The fact that Democrats as a body refuse to acknowledge any of this stuff, So there is absolutely no chance that under their leadership, in air quotes, it's going to get any better. It'll just keep going down the same road. And meanwhile, we're not even talking about the biggest problems the country faces, which are economic stagnation, continuing inflation, this hurtling towards renewable energy, which is going to really become a very serious security threat to the United States unless it's turned around. You know, we've got to get a Republican president who's going to drill for oil. Let's get back to the place where we set oil prices, not Saudi Arabia. That's where we are right now, and it's really bad news.
Well, this is so absurd, Liz. And again, you and I have been hitting on this, it seems, forever. But see, this was the consequence of what happened to us in 2020. And the other thing that they're not bringing back into purview here is because of the manipulation by the FBI, hiding the truth of Hunter laptops, you know, Hunter's laptop from hell. Right. The 51 national security officers swearing it was Russian disinformation. Participation of social media by Facebook and Twitter and Google. They all participated in this situation, and they cost the American people a ton of money because what they gave us? Bidenomics. Thank you very much. And all the other corruption that goes with it, right?
I agree 100%. So we have to reverse so many things. I mean, I laughed the other day, literally laughed out loud. I saw Joe Biden had overturned something that Trump did. It was really not very consequential.
Oh, yeah.
But that I've forgotten what it is. It was sort of a meaningless thing, but it was yet one more thing that Joe Biden thought was a win because he undid something that Donald Trump did. So what have those wins been? An open border where now something like 4 or 5 million people have come into our country illegally? I mean, you know, Bill, there will be hell to pay from this at some point because we know that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list. There are tens of thousands of Chinese adult males coming in the country. Who are all these people? What kind of diseases are they bringing? We don't know. And the government has no interest in finding out. So, I mean, that's one. Secondly, we have allowed Iran, he overturned the Abraham Accords and undid all the stuff that Trump was doing in the Middle East, which was wildly successful, much more than anyone anticipated. That's gone backwards. So now we have Iran cozying up to Saudi Arabia and basically able to spread its malicious influence around the Middle East kind of willy-nilly. And then the energy independence thing. You know, if Trump liked it, Joe Biden doesn't like it. Well, guess what? A lot of what Trump did was good. What Joe Biden has done is stupid.
Yeah. And meanwhile, he's out there on his tour. You know, well, of course, he's at the beach right now. And it was amazing. It was amazing. He was looking around. And I thought maybe the reason that he announced his seventh grandchild finally is they had discovered that they had misappropriated some of the money transferred to one of her names in her account. So he had to account for her.
That's funny. What a horrible thought. And who knows? Maybe it's true.
I don't know. But just for all this stuff. And then he insists, well, you know, I talk to my grandchildren every day. Really? Come on, Joe. You know, I mean, I understand you're not doing a whole lot anyway. But every day you're making seven. Now you're working overtime and you're going to have to go to bed early because you're that sort of tired because you had to make an additional phone call.
Grandchildren. And by the way, does he also check in with all his in-laws and daughters and brother? I mean, yeah, to your point, what else does he do? Well, actually, if you look at his public calendar, he hasn't been doing much. And yes, he's on vacation now. But even when he's not on vacation, he isn't doing much. Look, we've got to get rid of this guy. I don't know how it's going to happen. I still don't think he will be the candidate ultimately in 24. But he thinks he's going to be the candidate. And unfortunately, that's promoting a lot of stuff like trying still to cancel student loan debt, trying still to spend hundreds of billions of dollars more in ways that are politically appetizing for him. That is not good for our country. It's got to stop. And again, thank the Lord we have a Republican House because at least they're stepping in the way of some of this stuff.
Amen. Liz Peek, as always, I appreciate your time being on the show. Fox News contributor Liz Peek. Thank you, Liz. Take care.
Thanks,
this radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same.
You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. Hunter Biden's former business partner claims Hunter would sometimes put his father, Joe Biden, on speakerphone while meeting with business partners.
Devin Archer himself said that was an implication of who the big guy is. Archer talked about the big guy and how Hunter Biden always said, we need to talk to my guy. We need to see when my guy is going to be here.
Arizona Republican Andy Biggs, after the meeting, said Devin Archer revealed Hunter's family name helped Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma's business when Hunter sat on the board. Archer testified before the House Oversight Committee yesterday behind closed doors. Democrats on the panel, however, downplayed the testimony. New York Congressman Dan Goldman.
Hunter may have put his father on the phone with any number of different people, and they never once spoke about any business dealings.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We got Jeff Camp over there, my good friend, man of God, former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Great. Hi, Bill. I'm up on a mountain with my son and granddaughter taking our annual hike up Pinnacle Mountain in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Oh, how fun is that? Wow. When you're up there, do you just feel that much closer to God? When I get on mountain peaks like that, it's just so majestic, you know?
It's pretty. We're overlooking a lake and the Arkansas River, but we are very sweaty because it's humid and hot. There was a price to pay to get up there.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. So we'll talk quick. But we've got lots of things to talk about there. And I know that you had sent me. I wanted to talk to you about one of the pieces that you'd written about making disciples. And some people think, well, that was kind of an optional thing that maybe Jesus said. It was kind of a suggestion. But I don't read it that way. I think he was pretty emphatic and determined to say, look, go and make disciples of all nations. And why would our Lord ask us and direct us to do something that he knew maybe we couldn't accomplish? That doesn't make sense, right?
Not at all. But if you think about the meaning of the word disciple, it does start to make sense. Let's just kind of go back to the beginning, that mankind got separated from God. Jesus came back to earth. And his whole mission, all of his teaching and healings, and of course his crucifixion and resurrection, was to bring us back to God so we can have relationship with him as we were intended to, with his presence in us. And of course we're much more loving and kind and forgiving and apologetic, and righteous, you know, more like God when we have him in us. So
exactly.
That was the goal, right? And if being a follower of Jesus, who lets him guide you, is the goal, that's what a disciple is. It's basically a person who follows Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we know that to be loving to someone, you need to tell them about the most important thing in the world. And more importantly, you need to model the most important thing in the world, which is God's love has changed me. So if a disciple is a person who's following God and letting him live and love through him, then making disciples means let's show people, let's tell people, let's invite people, and then let's train people in mm-hmm. how to know God, how to know his word, and how to become more and more like Jesus, which mm-hmm. Romans 8:29 says the purpose in life is to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's our, yeah. our purpose is to be more and more like him. So yeah. the word disciple, there's people on yeah.
Right. Well, you know, and I think what you're touching on here, Jeff, is you know, you mentioned the garden. See, I think Jesus came to earth to remind us what the garden was like before the fall of man. Because before the fall of man, it was all about serving one another and serving God, right? And that's the purity of righteousness, the purity of God's intent, the purity of our mission that we have. You see, but we were given a choice. We bought into a lie. We bought into the counterfeit, you know, from the devil himself, the father of all lies. And here we are. We're in this constant repetition or recycling of bad choices. You know, when you are not choosing God and choosing to serve, then you're operating in the world's economy. God's economy is serving him and serving one another. And that's, I believe, is where we can achieve the ultimate contentment and the ultimate liberty that he has for all of us. But meanwhile, you know, we live, of course, here in America, you know, one of the richest countries in the land, and we're so consumeristic. We're all about stuff. We reject people for stuff, for things, Jeff. And this seems to be quite clear. So when you talk about, you know, going back to the garden and seeing that, I said, wow, you know, so much happened at that moment in time when Satan told Eve, surely you won't die. He didn't understand the fullness of his statement, nor the, you know, what death meant. You know, we talk about it sometimes saying, well, death means separation from God, but it's much more than that, because it wasn't just them. It's us. It's all of us. And so now here we are trapped in this foreign land, fighting against our inner self, as you say, as a disciple of Christ. You know, like Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do. The things I don't, I do. You know, kind of thing. We're in this conflict, this ongoing conflict. But you know, but for God's grace and mercy, you know, we go, you know, one step at a time, right?
And Paul says that we are now more than overcomers through Christ. So yeah, it's a battle. There's a spiritual battle. The enemy wants to keep deceiving. You were mentioning how many messages and comforts of this world make us attach to these counterfeits that mm-hmm. don't bring happiness. They don't bring right. satisfaction. You know, Satan says, hey, eat that apple. That'll really satisfy you. Surely you won't die.
Right.
But back to the main thing. The most important thing in life is that we humble ourselves and fully receive Jesus Christ so we can be a follower of his. A follower mm-hmm. is a disciple. And he says, hey, right. then if you love people, you want them to live forever in heaven, and you'd like them to have the hope that transcends circumstances and the peace that can keep them calm when they're in a cancer fight, or, you know, they lose a loved one, or the world is spinning out of control.
Right.
That's what a disciple has because they're close to Jesus or following Jesus. So making disciples, right. hey, everybody, that is basically stay close to Jesus, follow him, right. know his word, and then... Right. love other people so well that they want to know, why are you different? Where did you get this mm-hmm. hope? And maybe you can show them in the Bible that there's life in that living word. And as they get more trained, they're stronger and stronger disciples, you know? Mm-hmm. If I was a mountain climber and I found some great treasure at the top of the mountain, I would teach some other people to climb mountains too so they could get up there
exactly.
and enjoy it. That's
exactly.
the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, good point there, and you said it quite clearly. Jeff, you know, when you look over the fields, as Jesus did, and said, you know, the harvest is ripe. It's ripe for the taking, right? And I know people right now are thinking, wow, you know, the country is crazy, all this politics stuff and going on. But, you know, people are seeking for answers. This is a time where, you know, it's like shooting fish in a barrel because people are looking for the answer. And you have that answer, as you said. You found the answer on top of the mountain. Why would you not want to share it? I mean, even the lepers. Remember the lepers when they found all the booty and everything and everybody was starving? And, you know, they were eating and everything. And then guilt came over and said, hey, we got to go and let everybody know that look what we found, right?
That's right. If you find Jesus, you can't hold him to yourself. But I think some of us get fooled sometimes that Jesus is just kind of a temporary supply to make us happy enough to get us through the next crisis, as opposed to he is the treasure. He is the prize. His presence in us is the most important thing. And that that then means, wow, we have to share him with others.
Exactly.
By the way we live, which is love and truth and honest and humility, caring and compassion, justice, and B, by sharing with them and being such a good friend that you talk through life's issues and everything to help them. That's helping people follow Jesus. That's making disciples, whether you travel to do it or stay right in your home or hometown.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, when you say share, some people say, well, if I share with Jeff, that means I get less. That's not God's, that's not the way God works. That's the way the devil works. The devil is limited. God is unlimited, right? So then this is what people need to get through their heads, is that in sharing, it's the way God presents this to us in his word is that it's unending. It is a ongoing, constant flow of grace and mercy and blessings to us. It's not something just because, you know, Jeff got his share, so now I get less share, right?
It's a multiplier. It's not zero sum, as my dad used
to say. Exactly.
God is infinite, and his love is meant to be shared with everyone. There'll be only more if we do share.
You know, it's not like when we were kids and you took the extra helping of mashed potatoes, and I wanted that helping, right?
Yep. It's been good talking to you today, Bill. I hope that people feel encouraged to be followers of Jesus and help others follow him.
Well, let's wrap things up. Tell them where they can go for more information, and then I'll let you get and chase down the wind so you can cool off a little bit.
Well, a key to it is friendship, and you can go to menhuddle.com, or jeffkempteam.com, and you'll find some help there for being a good friend, the level 5 friendship playbook.
Well, Jeff, enjoy the panoramic view and the time with the kids. God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us. Take care. Jeff Kemp, the one and only.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Honorary Missouri Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. We've got Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, up next for more information on the show and to follow up and read more of these great stories that she shares with us every week, because sometimes we just can't get to them all. You can go to our website at BillMartinezShow.com and go to Sam's Corner. It's all right there. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Well, I'm moving. I'm kind of grooving.
Yeah,
you know, after the hip surgery and all, but I know, really, I'm telling you, I got I was telling Liz Peake this. I am amazed at this miraculous walker thing, this little, you know, aluminum contraption that you see all over the state of Florida, and I just think it's a modern miracle. You know, that you can use this thing, and it just relieves you of so much pain, and you almost can walk, appropriately. So it's all good. But it's getting through the process, and you know, feeling better. But doing what we can and what we have to do. So it's looking up. So thank God. I mean, you know, the first day was a little rough, and you know, each day is less and less pain. And I'm looking at the tall buildings. I'm getting ready to leap over. So you know, I think that's
well, you sound great.
Well, thank you. Well, and I think it should encourage other people, you know, that, because you hear this. I have family members, dear friends have had hip surgery, and, you know, and it sounds and looks so brutal, you know, because that's the other thing, too. You know, the hospital will send you a video of the, of what goes on in the operation and everything, and you're going, oh, they're doing that just looks like this is going to hurt forever, right? And, yeah. It's almost like pulling a tooth or something. I mean, it's so academic. It's just basic. They go in there and, it's a modern miracle. And, people, you know, say, as I'm sure that I'll probably echo with them that, why didn't I have it done sooner? And I know part of the reason is that once you get to that point where it's so painful and you say, okay, I surrender, I'm going to do it. Well, you got, you know, it's like 3 months of doctor's visits and all the other stuff that you have to do in order, you know, before you get to the operating room to get it done. But anyway, my thanks to the staff and my doctor that just did an outstanding job, and and for everybody's prayers. I mean, gosh, that's the other thing too, Sam. As you know, you just can't you cannot help but feel, you know, the prayers of people, and you know, especially you know this show. I mean, here we reach all around the world. You know, we have listeners in Russia, Australia, Japan. I mean, it's so awesome. And, and they all are, you know, praying. You just feel so covered, you know, and, So anyway, I'm very, very, very grateful, thankful that all went well, and it was a routine surgery, although it did take a little bit longer because the arthritis in the hip was much more extensive than the doctor had originally inspected. But you know, hey, but I'm all cleaned up, Mary. You know, I'm good for probably another 25 years, they tell me. So we'll see.
Great.
Okay. All right. Hey, let's talk about your high school students. They rallied together to cover a beloved teacher's wife's heart surgery. Woo. Wow. This is amazing.
That's great. So crazy. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead.
No, go. I was just going to say, comment that, you know, in this time that we always hear about, you know, the young kids being so selfish and one deal and another, I mean, you bring stories like this every week where it's the young people who are stepping up and reaching out. These are the kind of stories that we need to hear more of and be encouraged by because, you know, I think that kids are being maligned out there. There's a lot of misinformation, disinformation about these young people and their hearts and what they're doing in their communities, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, this is just one of many examples, like you said. But this is actually a teacher that has been a teacher for over 25 years. His name is Clayton Guy. He taught government and economics, which, you know, that can be kind of a brutal subject for some kids in high school.
Well, especially these days. Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So this is Arcadia High School in Phoenix, Arizona. And he's been teaching there since 2004. And he's just always made, you know, a huge impact on those kids around him. And he comes in every day, and he's positive, and he's fun. And they noticed last year that he kind of just wasn't himself, you know. So, like you said, like these kids, the kids these days are kind of special. They're just like, something's wrong, you know, he seems stressed. And
right.
They end up, you know, going to him and trying to figure out what's going on. They find out his wife has had major heart surgery, and that's why he had been in and out of class, and, you know, why he wasn't quite his normal you know, perky self.
Peppy
and
staff.
He was going to have to take time off to care for her. And they decide, you know what, even with, they found out, you know, even with insurance, this surgery could be very expensive. So they all got together and raised money for him. And most of the people donating were former students of his. So he has students from all these years, since 2004, you know, almost 20 years of being at this particular school, donating to him, and they raised over $10,000. They hit their goal recently, and I just think that's so great. You know, that's so wonderful to see people like see the need. It's, you know, as young people seeing the need in their teacher, and you know, you just, like you said, you don't necessarily hear a lot of stuff like that these days. I really feel like these days it's very common practice for people to be compassionate. You know, you don't see people like it is encouraged in this environment. And I think that's a change that is worth noting.
Well, I think we can thank God.
And
I think we can thank God for that because that's the way God designed it. He put that in us. And when we respond to those natural instincts like that, everybody's blessed. And I mean, these kids, can you imagine the lasting impression that this will have on them, that they all came together as a community to support a beloved teacher for something like this, and for the teacher and the wife to have the support of the kids like this? Whoo, man, I'm telling you, it gets the tears running a little bit here, Sam. I got to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, it does. And, you know, you just think about how the teacher is going to come back the next year and how much he's going to know he's loved. I mean, he had to know he's loved before, but if he didn't know before, he knows now.
Wow.
And
I
think about all the other lives he'll be able to change and be motivated, you know, like he won't lose that light. It'll just shine brighter after being so loved and supported by these wonderful students. So.
Okay, let me tell you this though. But the true test though, Sam, is would you crawl for 3 days through a cockroach infested storm drain to rescue puppies?
You know, I would. You know, I thought about this, and you know, so this woman down in Houston, she has spent the last 3 days along with a crew of people trying to rescue these. It's a litter of puppies. It actually happened. They had people start reporting. They saw a litter of puppies crossing the street and lost sight of them, but they could hear the whimper still. So everybody knows they've gone into the storm drain. And this woman, Callie Clemens, she said she just couldn't sleep at night knowing there's puppies down there. There are, you know, there's no way for them to get out or survive on their own.
Exactly.
So far, the group has saved two of the lost litter, and there's still two left, which I'm hoping they can get to. Mm. But, you know,
she's doing this in this drainage ditch, right? I mean, she's crawling, and it's hotter than blazes right now in Houston, right? So you got all the humidity, everything going on.
Oh my gosh!
Well, bless her heart for doing so. We got two more to go yet. So, you know, we wish her Godspeed and success. This next story is about a blind woman who asked for help and was told that's here we go. That's not my job. So then you got an officer step. Yeah, I mean I thought that was behind us, but you know it still lingers a little bit. That was something in the 80s and 90s. You know, it's not my job. Not my job. But here we are.
That's right. It's like, no, it's not your job. It's an opportunity. Like, you know, thank goodness as other people don't think, the people in our previous stories don't think, that's not my job. It's not my job to help you. It's like, that's always a cop-out kind of comment, and that's actually how this story started. A commuter in the New Jersey Transit noticed that a blind woman had gone up to an employee there and asked for help, and the employee's like, that's not my job, you know, and... So that's when Officer Sean Gallagher walks over to assist her, and he's like, "What's wrong? And how can I help you?" And she's like, "You know, I need something to drink and I need something to eat. I'm starting to feel faint." And you know, she's trying to navigate this strange place. I can't imagine trying. That's hard enough to navigate one of those places when you can see. I can't imagine trying to navigate that when you're blind, because even if they have Braille on the signs, you've got to find the sign.
Exactly.
And figure out the distance of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so, thankfully, this kind officer went over, and he made sure she got her food and drink. So, you know, thank God for officers like that. But it is a shame.
And I got a sidebar. You know, with me with this hip surgery and walking around with this contraption and everything, people here have been so gracious. I mean, opening doors for me, offering to help. You know, it's just a really neat spirit. You know, he said, "Hey, it's not my job." Like, they just, you know, they feel sorry for me, you know, just watching me, you know, go through this stuff. And it's like, you know, thank God for them. This next one story you have is about a firefighter that risks his life to rescue a woman trapped in treacherous floodwaters. Tell us about that.
That's right. So this is Deerfield Assistant Fire Chief Ben Clark. He just happened to be in the right place at the right time. He was looking at storm damage, you know, just kind of surveying the road. And suddenly in front of him... a vehicle, it plummeted down 15 feet into, like, it had been a creek. It turned into basically a small raging river. And there was someone in the vehicle, and he immediately, you know, called for assistance. This is one of those things, where, you know, where it's just like, oh my gosh, it's God thing. It's a miracle that somebody was there at the right place at the right time. But he jumps down in there. And by that point, the water was already, like, brushing over the headlights of the car, and he was able to, it was a woman that was inside, and he gets her out. She's recovering well. They haven't identified her, but I'm sure that's always one of the scariest thoughts, is to be trapped in a vehicle like that and you can't get out.
Exactly. Right.
And,
yeah.
You know,
oh my gosh. That gives me the heebie-jeebies, because I'm claustrophobic anyway, right? You know, so it's like, oh man.
Yeah.
But again, it's another one of those, as you say, right place, right time, God moments that happen. And here you are telling us all about it. That's why she's the good news girl, Samantha Mao. Thank you, Sam. Take care. Have a good day.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of